Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We're to find the words of God. Where do we find that? In the Bible. You read that, asking the Holy Spirit of God to give you understanding and discernment as you read it. In John 15:26, it says, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." My friend, the Holy Spirit does not glorify himself. He testifies of Christ. He is the Spirit of truth. He testifies exactly what Christ gives him to testify. In John 16, it gives the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by that the Holy Spirit lets us know how to tell a pastor is preaching the word. In John 16, verses 7 through 11, "Nevertheless, I," this is Jesus, "tell you the truth." Now, he's speaking to his apostles there. He says, "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Okay, we know the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Now, listen. "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin." Remember, chapter 3, verse 16, the word of God was God-breathed, given by inspiration. That means God breathed each word. And it was, one of the purposes was to reprove. Well, here we see it's to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world, that is Satan, is judged. His fate is sealed. I feel bad for Satanists because they're so deceived they can't realize that their very one they worship is the same one that he's already has the judgment passed on him. His doom is sealed, and one day he's going to be put into a pit for 1,000 years, and then after that he's going to be thrown into the eternal lake of fire, where he will exist forever and ever in the greatest of torment and suffering. And once Christ ascends back to heaven, the Holy Spirit will come, just like he did at Pentecost. And then in verse 8 there in John 16, it gave us his ministry. And verses 9 through 11 gave the specifics of it. You ever hear someone say of their pastor, "He doesn't preach against and name sin. He is positive and has sown a loving spirit among us." So he just doesn't thunder against sin. Well, then let me tell you, now knowing what the Holy Spirit here, I mean, this is God's words, it's not my words, these are God's words. So knowing what the Holy Spirit does, you know that preacher is not a spirit-filled preacher. What does the Holy Spirit do first? He convicts of sin. When John 7:7 said, Jesus said he testified of their deeds, plural, meaning he was preaching of specific sins. Not just a sin, sins. I preach against sins, and people tell me I'm legalistic. Any preaching against sin is legalistic in their mind. Actually, they're the legalist. You see, the reason they're legalists, they're living by the law of lasciviousness. Anything goes. Anything's all right. We've got liberty to do that. So they're living by that law, and so they're still a slave of sin. And one day they're going to be judged before God. What's he going to use? The Bible. And they're going to find out every sin, every word, every thought, every deed, even the intentions and imaginations of the heart are going to come before God. Even before the law, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, we see that before the flood, God looked upon man, saw that the thoughts and intentions, imaginations of his heart were only evil continually. And so he decided, I'm going to pour out a flood and destroy them all. So you better understand, God judges sin. And we need to understand that it's not being legalistic. Say something like that. You know, I think most of us think that it's terrible if a grown man gets an 8-year-old girl and does some terrible things to her sexually. We say, that's terrible. Well, you legalist, you don't believe that he has liberty to do that. You're a legalist. You see, now your argument falls apart about legalism. Look, God is holy. He is holy in all his works. He's righteous in all his ways, and God changeth not. Don't look at liberty as the freedom to sin and live fleshly. Liberty involves our spirit no longer being enslaved to sin and the works and the actions of the flesh. People think they have liberty to social drink. They think they have liberty to do special things that they think are fun, that is sin before God, that was preached as sin for hundreds of years. But now they have liberty. No. That is a deceived person, deceived by the devil, deceived by hell, deceived by false prophets. That is total 100% deception, and that goes 100% against the charge to the preacher to preach the word. So he takes a stand against sin. And my friend, we ought to do the same. Stand against sin. Stand for righteousness, which is the next thing the Holy Spirit does. Obey the word of God. Commands to faithful attendance, to witnessing, loving the brethren, separation from worldliness, tithing, studying to show yourselves approved unto God, praying. A spirit-filled preacher will exhort you to do what the Bible tells you to do. Not necessarily what Christian philosophy or Christian psychology tells us that you should do. Isn't it interesting, the philosophy and psychology under so-called Christian psychology and philosophy is always trying to work out a compromise, and it's always compromising the Word of God, going against what the Word of God tells you to do. That will have severe judgment. So we see it of sin, of righteousness, and then the Holy Spirit will also preach of judgment to come. Because the prince of this world is judged. Some say you shouldn't preach of the tribulation, of hell, of judgment to come. That only scares people. Well, Noah moved with fear, built an ark, and he was saved. You see, spirit-filled preaching preaches against and names sin. It also preaches obedience to the Word, the Great Commission, as seen in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things, that is, obey. And it tells of judgment to come. It preaches of a hell. We find that Jesus spoke on the subject of hell more than any other person listed in the Bible. Notice verse 13 of this same chapter of John 16. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit leads to preaching on future events according to the Word of God. Not as according to the blind leading the blind or the blind trying to read the tea leaves. I find it interesting that the Iranians claimed last year to have made a machine that can predict the next 8 years of your life. That tells us their machine is better than God in their sight. And no wonder they would think that, because they don't know the God of the Bible. Now, back to our text. If a man of God preaches the Word of God, he must preach it in the power of the Holy Spirit, and it will include preaching against sin. It'll preach obedience to God and of judgment to come. The so-called positive-only preaching crowd does not do that. They end up on Sunday morning only with a rock concert and talk of community service. The command in that case, when the church is that way, is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, right now, right where you are, wherefore, come out from among them, and be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I, that is God, I will receive you. God says, get out of that church. So, you see, the Holy Spirit will have the pastor, the preacher, the evangelist, preach what Jesus preached. We see in Mark 1:14-15, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and preach the gospel. He said in Luke 13:3-5, preach the same thing in those two verses, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent. Well, since there are no standards, since there are no sins today, he's telling them to repent of doing good, I guess. If that's the way you're going to believe, then you got to say, tell them to repent of doing good. How ridiculous can we be? Now, we look at these two verses, and they set the stage for the next two verses. You see, in verse 1, the pastor is given a charge, and he will be told it's an order which he will give an account before God at his appearing and the kingdom. And then in verse 2, he is given that military type of command for which he will give an account. He is told to preach the word. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.